Time now on the Benoit Super Game Show to visit with Tom Cerruteri, head coach of the BSU Beavers. Congratulations on the sweep last week, Tom.
Thanks, Schulte.
Hard to believe that Matt Prepovesis was a freshman the last time that you guys swept in the Sanford Center, but it just shows you how darn good this league is night in and night out, doesn't it?
College hockey in general, Schulte, it's a battle every night, and you have to minimize your mistakes. But, I mean, but you're also right, too, Schulte. Our league this year is our league's a battle every weekend, and the proof's in the pudding right now with our non-conference record.
You knew it'd be good. Do you think it would be this good?
You know what? I mean, you never know going into it. You knew the teams that obviously, again, who were probably going to be on top. I think it was pretty self-explanatory. Mankato, Tech, and Bowling Green. Just again, they're old veteran teams. So you knew within the league where they're going to be. But did I ever think that we were going to be doing as good as we are non-conference? Heck, no. I mean, we're like 9-3 or something like that against the Big Ten, for example. So, but again, our teams. We play good hockey in this league, and it's just, again, it doesn't, as is going on right now, it doesn't surprise me.
I believe, if I'm remembering the stat correctly, you guys are up a goal a game from last year. You win games when you're up a goal a game, aren't you?
Absolutely, Schulte. But we were up last year early, so, and, so we have to try to sustain that a little bit, Brian. And you know what? The thing I'm probably most happy about is that our power play obviously has been struggling, and we're still up right there. So, hopefully we can get that thing in gear. And once we get that power play going a little bit, hopefully I can take a little pressure off us 5-on-5.
You juggled your lines a little bit in overtime last week. How much of that was predicated on just getting a spark? How much of that was the fact that there were special teams right before that?
It was special teams, Schulte. And we wanted Wardo's line out there, Wardo's power play unit out there with Harmsey and Gerbs. So we had that out there. So we just said, hey, right now, just because of that, you guys are out there next, and obviously that's what happened, Schulte. Now, we were thinking about just sticking it with those line combinations for the 5-minute overtime, but again, it didn't. We got it done, 2 minutes in, so that was nice to see.
More of Tom Cerruteri when we return. The Benoit Super Game Show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Benoit Super Game Show. Brian Schulte back with Tom Cerruteri. Earlier this week, the news hit about Alaska and their postseason ban. That's a pretty big foot coming down, isn't it?
Well, it is. And again, I don't even know the whole story, Brian. I haven't read all the articles, quite honestly. And so again, I'm the wrong guy to talk to exactly what happened, but it's just tough to see. They're an outstanding program. They got a quality coaching staff, and it sounds like there was some compliance issues a few years back, and obviously they had some self-imposed penalties, and now they got to pay the piper a little more right now, it looks like.
On to the Mavericks. On paper, they're as good, if not better, than last year. From what you've watched on video, are they?
Well, they have four lines that are dangerous. That's the thing. I mean, all four lines can score. They're probably the deepest. They're probably the deepest team in the West up front. That's the biggest thing right there. And they've got some dangerous people on the power play. Leitner and LaFontaine both have hit over 100 points in 3 years. So hitting the century mark after 3 years tells you what kind of offense those guys bring. But especially on the power play, Leitner's has the most power play goals in the history of Minnesota State hockey. And, Leitner obviously, again, fed him a lot on those goals. So those two guys are extremely dangerous, but they also have a abundance of forwards who are extremely dangerous.
How different of a team are they without Larkey this year?
Well, I think, again, I mean, every team's going to lose good seniors, the bottom line is. But then they have so many reinforcements, Schulte, and then they've got a couple freshmen who can pick up the slack, and a guy like C.J. Franklin and Brad McClure just stand out, and they also have Zeb Knutson. So they've got three pretty good forwards they brought in as well. So, again, I don't think you look at it as much as, Zach Larkey leaving. It's just who do they have coming in, because they're always going to lose good players.
You guys have not fared fairly well here in the recent past. Is it more the building? Is it more just the team you're going up against?
Well, I think, I give credit where credit's due, and that's an outstanding hockey team. And hopefully, again, it's not the building. It's hopefully that team. And, hopefully we can remedy that this weekend.
Best of luck.
Thanks, Schulte.
Tom Cerruteri, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups are next on the Beaver Radio Network.